This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He said the government is strengthening the agricultural sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, agriculture is the center of the government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture. Mr. Modi said the government has provided 1,900 new climate-resilient varieties of crops in the last 10 years. He said India is using digital technology in the agricultural sector and under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Funds are transferred to the bank accounts of 10 crore farmers by one click. Our correspondent reports that around 1,000 delegates from around 75 countries are taking part in the International Conference of Agricultural Economists. The theme for this year's conference is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food System. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India's agricultural growth rate has consistently been highest in the world. In Kerala, the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by one army is continuing in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district. Search operations started for the fifth day today with more than 1,300 rescuers and heavy machinery and sophisticated equipment. Rescue workers comprising the Army, NDRF and other agencies have fanned out in the affected area in their bid to look out for more bodies. Following a request by the state government, the Army said it will airlift a saver radar for RECO radars along with operators from Delhi today for deep search among the debris. It said the relief effort is being undertaken today mainly to recover bodies and to restore essential services. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said tourism has the potential to drive the Indian economy to become the third largest in the world. Addressing the gathering at the inaugural ceremony of the 7th edition of the International Hospitality Expo 2024 in Greater Noida, Mr. Shekhawat emphasized that tourism in India holds numerous opportunities. He highlighted that agriculture and tourism are the two key sectors in the country that can serve anything and everything that people desire. Mr. Shekhawat further said that the tourism sector could significantly contribute to making India a developed nation by 2047. Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed all citizens to bolster Har Ghar Tiranga campaign movement further and participate in it with the same enthusiasm again. In a social media post, Mr. Shah asked people to hoist the tricolour or display it in their homes between 9 to 15 August. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has evolved into a national movement over the last 2 years. He said it is awakening the basic unity in every Indian across the length and breadth of the nation. Mr. Shah appealed to people to take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website, hargartiranga.com. In Bangladesh, Kota protesters have announced a countrywide non-cooperation movement from tomorrow in protest against the recent killings and to press their 9-point demand. They will also stage demonstrations across the country today. Two coordinators of anti-discrimination student movement announced their fresh program on their various social media platforms yesterday. The United States has decided to bolster presence in the West Asia and rising tensions in the region. The shifts come as U.S. leaders worry about escalating violence in West Asia in response to recent attacks by Israel on Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, which triggered threats of retaliation. In a statement, the Defense Department yesterday said that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile, defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and West Asia regions and is taking steps to send more land-based ballistic missile defense systems. A two-day Akashvani music concert 2024 will begin in New Delhi this evening. The concert will be held at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan from 5:30 p.m. onwards. Renowned artists including Pandit Rajendra Prasanna, Pandit Jayatirth Mebundi and Pandit Vishwa Mohan Bhatt will be performing at the concert. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.